KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Hey, thanks for joining us. And I already mentioned it, but tomorrow on the show, Ray Mondragon, Creation Science Fellowship in New Mexico, for the full hour. Creation Science Fellowship in New Mexico is going to be meeting next Tuesday night at Faith Bible Church Central and Moon. You can find the details on their website, csfnm.org. And then Thursday on the show, Preparing Kids for College. It is Preparing Kids for College, a discussion with staff from Focus on the Family, but it's preparing young adults for college. And then the second half of the show, Life Free from PTSD, one of the life courses. No cost. The courses are no cost. Now, some of them have resources that are available for additional, but you're always invited to check out these life courses, and those you can find for the most part at calvarynm.church under the events page. But we'll find out more about that Life Free from PTSD that's going to be starting real soon. And actually, as I mentioned, that Preparing Kids for College, somewhat related, preparing kids going back to public school. Parents, there's a guide that's available for you at klyt.fm on the homepage there. You may go check that out in our Action Center. All right. Now, I mentioned a couple times already about Iglesia Calvario's Noche de Alabanza that's coming up Friday. And if I'm counting right, is this the third one?
Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah, Moses Mateo is in studio. Now, Moses, what's your official position with Iglesia Calvario?
I'm the Spanish ministry director, so anything related, connected with Spanish ministry, I get to be the director of that here.
Okay, which includes, we have some major events that we do throughout the year that the translation is provided. And now this new event, which is basically about once a quarter, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's the goal.
Okay. And it's happening this Friday night at Calvary Church, which will transform into Iglesia Calvario.
Yes.
On Friday night at 6:30, Osuna west of Jefferson. And kind of walk us through, and actually let's start with this, because there is something unique to this event that has not happened in past events.
Yeah, so the Lord has been gracious to give us the capacity to expand a little more time for food, or for some food and fellowship prior to the worship and teaching. So that'll be from 6 to 7, and we heard a lot from the people coming, as the Lord leads, but we've heard from the people that they wish they could have more time with each other in gatherings, so a little step at a time.
And now, do you have any feel for how many coming to this third one? At each of the past two, a lot of new faces, or are we seeing a lot of the same faces?
Yes, we see a lot of the faces that are already coming to our main services, but also bunch of new faces as well.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think with the food and fellowship that's so nice. You know, for someone coming to some place unfamiliar to them, it can be a little intimidating showing up and walking right into a service. Mm-hmm. If you've never been in attendance, and what you're doing essentially is breaking bread with someone, and man, we know how that tears down walls, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, free food, I'm there.
As with the other evenings, it'll be like a typical Calvary service in that there'll be worship in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else prior to the teaching?
Any
announcements?
The food and fellowship, and we're going to be sharing a little more on what we have to offer here and how the Lord has been growing. And so, I don't know if you've heard, but we're looking to expand Spanish campus in the South Valley. And so just another opportunity to reach into the community in the Spanish language.
Okay, so they'll hear more about that and the hopes to see that thrive in the South Valley. And then to the pulpit comes Antonio Aragon. He's one of the pastors on staff at Calvary Church. So much appreciate you and Antonio, the whole crew with Iglesia Calvario. he'll be delivering the gospel.
Yes.
In Spanish again.
He's been studying diligently.
Yeah. And if someone is listening, it's not just, as you mentioned, not just for people who regularly attend Calvary and would like to go to a Spanish-speaking service. This is a great opportunity to invite someone who, you know, maybe hasn't attended an evangelical service before where they can hear the gospel like Antonio will be delivering it.
Yeah, and the good thing with him is, I mean, he knows Spanish. Obviously, it's his first language. And just culturally, I think it makes a difference of, you know, when you share from not just from the word, but from your personal life experiences, how the Lord has brought you through. And he lived in Mexico for a while too. So he knows the culture. And I think that's important to when you're trying to connect with somebody on that level.
And we're not that far disconnected from Mexico, and maybe a little more disconnected from those in Central America, South America, or Spain. Mm-hmm. That'll be a great opportunity. And I'm actually kind of putting you on. If nothing comes to mind, then just say no. Let's think next time. Ask me before. Any testimonials about a couple of the other events that you've already done, as far as how it was received and what people are saying when they come?
Not so much any specific testimonials, but I have heard from so many people. Thank you for what's happening. Is there any more? I'd like to bring some friends and family, because it's going through the word as we, you know, we have the privilege to do through here in Calvary. And there's a lot of great churches in this community, but the word is powerful. It doesn't matter what language you hear it in, and it's amazing. And there are a lot of people in our community who may not be. And maybe they just don't know where to go to hear the word. Maybe they don't know what's missing in their life until they hear the word in their language. They're hopeless.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've heard from a lot of people who've come to the events and saying, thank you so much for this. Next time I'm going to make sure to bring my tia or my neighbor or something who mm-hmm. I know they would love to hear this in their language.
Did you say your uncle?
Yeah. Wow. Okay, see, you're picking up on your Spanish.
Well, I don't. And I was going to actually say I don't speak Spanish, but you know, obviously there's a little bit I do know. Yeah. But I do want to also direct people on the Calvary website. If you're at calvarynm.church, mm-hmm. Included at the top of the page is the Osuna campus, the Westside campus, the Santa Fe campus, online, and then Espanol.
Yes.
Now, if someone were to go to that tab at calvarynm.church, what will they find? And honestly, I haven't gone through this site because it's in Spanish, and I can read some of it, but I don't speak it goodly enough.
Yeah.
But what will they find if they go? Essentially, this is, you know, a campus.
Yes. Yes. And so. Along with the nights that we're doing here quarterly, we also have our teachings translated into Spanish in video form. So you can find an archive of our teachings translated in Spanish. Also, with events coming up, Spanish related opportunities. We also have some Spanish connect groups as well. So if you're feeling more comfortable gathering with your church family in Spanish, or they speak mainly Spanish, you can go there and find that information there.
Okay. If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Moses Mateo. He's one of the staff members at Calvary Church and director of
Spanish ministry.
Of the Spanish ministry, which is Calvario Iglesia?
Iglesia Calvario.
Iglesia Calvario. Mm-hmm. See, I always get that. See? I'm learning, man. I'll get it. But Noche de Alabanza, right?
Yes.
Is happening this Friday. And it'll include, show up early. What time? So should people show up like at about 5:30?
Probably around 6 o'clock is when we'll start the food and fellowship.
Okay. And then, of course, head into service, mm-hmm. Worship in Spanish, a message from Pastor Antonio Aragon in Spanish. And then hang out afterwards. Yeah.
And we'll also be sharing at the end of service on how to get more connected. Our Connect Group leader, Carl Garcia here, he and some of the Connect Group leaders, Spanish leaders, will be available after service if people want to get plugged in on a more regular basis in a home fellowship. We're going to be sharing how to do that.
All right. Anything else, Moses? I leave anything out?
No, I think you did great. Good job.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Well, appreciate you. And do stay with us. There's some more things we want to let you know about. But we'll get to it after the break on ABQ Connect.